29th of
April, 2002.
Good evening. I have spoken to you, my dear friends, the nature of old energy. I hope it has given you much to consider. I would like to say to you just a little more. That at this time of the Earth planet's evolution, much what we shall call light energy is coming to this planet. You know that energy has always been and always will be, but at times there is a necessary, it becomes necessary, I should say, that light energy be directed to many different planets. I can tell you, my dear friends, that at this time in your planet's evolution, it has become part of the scheme of all life that the inhabitants of this planet become much more aware consciously of all that has until this time remained within the unconscious mind. It is necessary that mankind upon this planet awakens to all that is deep within. Not only concerning this lifetime, but to go deep and to become aware of all that he has been. I told you when first I came that there were many who came to help and to uplift and to influence. But what I am saying to you now is that within the scheme of life, the light energy is being used much more for the purpose of awareness within your planet. Whether your understanding is great enough, that is an individual question for you. But all I would say, my dear friends, is this unconscious awakening is beginning to take place. That is why there are many such as myself, who come to help to uplift and to teach, to help you in your understanding. You know, and you understand that light and dark energy belongs to the same energy. But light energy must always succeed if mankind is to become conscious of the spirit within. You understand this?
Yes.
What I can tell you, my dear friend, that soon all of you and those in your world will become aware, either by word of mouth or through your media, of new forms of communication. I told you some time ago, I believe that this would happen. And the process is now in place.
Yes, could I ask him, is this a spiritual form of communication? Is this like a telepathy?
Yes, there are many forms, but many new forms have been introduced. I almost said created, but that would be a false way of putting it. It is new only to you on this planet. But until there can be communication mind to mind, then there will always be much difficulty. Mankind now is beginning to awaken to all of this communication. You already know that many have communicated through your machinery. You are aware, I am sure. It is taking place throughout your world. And as the awareness grows, then we can do more. Do you understand, my friend?
Yes, I can see that.
This earthly planet has reached a point in its evolution where it is, of course, a teaching planet, but it will become one of awareness, one of great and deeper thinking. I have told you, my dear friends, that the fear on this planet is almost tangible.
Yes,
there are so many what you call disasters, but which you now know to be part of the scheme of life. But it is now necessary that mankind begins to feel for himself. You notice that I do not say think, but feel. And that sense comes from our world. It is understood more in our world because what you feel is what you are. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. predicting that we can feel within ourselves when things are right and when things are wrong. Is it that sort of feeling?
Or when your what you term intuition comes through the four, that is the spirit speaking to you.
I think in a way you're telling us that our perception knows no bounds.
Yes. It is better to feel than to try to curb those feelings with the thinking of your human brains. Because that, my dear friends, is what happens. That the brain and the way mankind has evolved interferes with that inner sense of feeling. You know this only too well within this room. But there are many, many thousands in your world who do not have your perception of what spirit is about. They are the ones we must try to reach. If this planet is to evolve from one of learning, then we must take these steps forward. Not only from all of you, my dear friends, who do so much, who listen to my words, and in your own different ways, pass on this knowledge. You have, my dear friends, done much good work between you in giving forth the truth. I do not say that all who have been spoken to have accepted those words, but I can tell you that therein lies that seed which is needed for development of the spirit. There are too many within your world who are lost. They have lost themselves. And that is why we come to you at this point. I have felt it necessary, my dear, to repeat this time many of the things I have told you previously. Because your planet at this time needs uplift, needs much love. Not only the Earth planet, but many more within this, your universe. And this is something we will talk much about at a future time. Where this planet sits among your universe, and what relation it has to those other planets. You know, of course, that one cannot exist without the other. It is a pattern of existence which follows that great energy which has created all things. And although I tell you that much help is needed, I say also it is the plan of life.
The light energy that you've spoken of, in time, if people came from other planets to visit, we were more aware of this light energy and the spirituality. This would help us to accept them, wouldn't it?
Yes, because mainly they are light beings.
Yes.
But you would need to have the awareness to recognize it. You are quite correct in that assumption.
We would need to have the awareness to recognize
their light energy.
Yes.
They are beings of light themselves, many who come to your world.
So we could actually see them if...
There are many amongst you in your world. Call them teachers, call them people whose light shines out to many. They are the beings of light in your world. They are the beings of light who come, whose whole purpose is to help the people on this planet.
Yeah. So I think we could think of one or two.
One or two, there are many, many at this present time. It need not only be those who are well known to you. There are many in your world at this present time who lead what you would term an ordinary life, but whose light shines so brightly that people are influenced by it. So do not always assume that they are people of great knowledge or who are known to many, many people. Of course, there are those who exist in that state, but there are also many, many more who wish to come to this planet to be an ordinary person amongst you, but whose light is too strong not to be recognized. Do you understand what I hear?
Yes, I do.
Yes, but would it be true to say that in past times there have been these white people in regions in the east, in the Himalayas, more so than in the West, but now we have a situation where they are much more widely spread.
Yes, of course, it involves all of your planet, not sections of it. It is important now that the whole of your planet is able to digest knowledge and truth. And this is what we are about.
Yes.
It will not happen in one day, one week, one month, one year. It is part of the growth of the planet. But I can say to you, my dear friends, that it will come sooner than you could ever realize.
That's good news.
Yes.
Slowly, slowly, I have said to you often, and this applies also to the gaining of knowledge and awareness. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions? Jan?
not at the moment, unless we were going to talk about the name vibrations. But maybe you want to save that for another
time. Yes,
one.
I will return to that. I have not forgotten. I just feel that at this present time, that to know a little of the energy, and what is happening is what you need for now. Remember, time means little, and I will return to many things. Yes. You have no questions
of
what I have spoken about this time.
Could we just go back to the beginning, and when you were talking about white light? I took this to be a spiritual light, and I think it's now clear that it relates to beings who are visiting, and these will raise our energies, our vibrations, so that we rise above our physical selves. Is that a way of putting it?
Yes, that would seem accurate for your understanding. You understand when I use the words white and light and dark, again I am governed by your human words.
Yes.
The difficulty always in explanation, in trying to explain simply to you just what these energies mean.
Yes, I just...
White, in your human understanding, stands for goodness, does it not?
Yes, indeed.
Therefore, it seems sensible to my way of speaking to use the words so that you can understand either. Therefore, white energy or white light, words are really quite irrelevant to me, but I use them only for your understanding. So therefore, white light or white energy signifies purity, an energy which is so pure that it only transmits beauty and love and light.
Yes, thank you. That's wonderfully clear. I just wanted to clarify that point, because there are a number of scientific people who, in the first place, will think of sunlight, and I knew that you were not meaning that.
No. You, again, must think on a spiritual level.
Yes.
Always. My dear friends, think on a spiritual level and all will become clear. If you try to think in human terms, then all will become cloudy and confused. Yes, it may be a good opportunity this time, as I leave you, that you allow the feeling of light energy to enter within, to allow that spirit to come forth, to sit quietly and to see what you feel. You may experience some form of energy around the top of your heads, or you may feel something entirely different. But I would suggest, my dear friends, as I leave you this time, to see what you feel.
Yes.
I will leave it to you, my dear friend, to take charge of each individual as they feel this energy come to them.
Yes.
If anyone should feel a little discomfort, then please do ask for it to be removed. Remember that light energy is really pure. It comes in love. But it is an energy that you cannot dismiss. So, my friends, I leave you this time once more with my love, once more with the knowledge that we will meet again, and also that as each meeting ends, your own light energy grows.
Thank you. I love your brain.